The Arizona Republican Party has decided to opt out of the presidential preference primary in March, meaning registered Republicans will not be able to cast a vote for any of President Trump's primary challengers. The Secretary of State's office received the formal notification from GOP Chair Kelly Ward on Monday, though Ward started down this path a long time ago. This certainly isn't the first time a state party has chosen not to hold a presidential preference election, but why has the GOP decided against one at this time? Republican political consultant Constantine Carrard joins us now to talk more about this. Constantine, good morning.
Good morning.
So, like I said there, this isn't the first time this has happened. When have we seen this before, and is that the justification for the Republican Party here choosing to go this way at this point?
Yeah, it's pretty standard here in Arizona when you have incumbents running for re-election. Bill Clinton in 1996 was running for re-election, and the Democrats canceled that primary. Republicans canceled the primary in 2004 when George W. Bush was running for re-election. The Democrats canceled it again in 2012 when Barack Obama was running for re-election. So it's pretty standard here in Arizona.
What's the goal here from the Republican Party? Is it just not to distract from the main candidate you're hoping to push forward here?
No, it generally has to do with resources. These things come at a financial cost. And if the outcome really is in no kind of doubt, it's generally a poor use of resources, both government and party resources, you know, to conduct an election where everybody knows what's going to happen.
Constantine, this is a tough one for some folks. I mean, obviously, President Trump is extremely popular among Republicans, even with some controversy from some different camps. So this is a case where, in any way, does this restrict the voices of some who are party loyalists in the sense that some who might want to hear more from a Joe Walsh or a William Weld or a Mark Sanford? I guess I'm wondering, is there anything there that could create, and maybe it created this for Democrats in the past as well, when you don't really have an open forum, or is that too naive of me, not political enough?
No, I think it's a fair question. What we've seen in the past is there, you know, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like whoever the president is, even in their own party. The other candidates, of course, can still come to Arizona. They can still campaign. They can still talk to voters. They can still promote their message. And frankly, the folks that are running against President Trump at this point in time aren't seriously running for president. They are running for exposure, the platform, to raise their own profile. None of them actually expect to get the nomination. The party, however, still conducts state conventions. There are conventions in the counties and the legislative districts. So the process of electing delegates to the convention is still very much live. And if the anti-Trump factions or the never-Trump folks want to take a stand, they can still elect delegates to the convention through the convention process.
So what about voters in Arizona who might want to voice their support or vote for one of those challengers to the president? What do you say to them?
They can still do that. Of course, they should be getting involved through the delegate process, through the convention process. If you'll remember, in 2016, Donald Trump won the Arizona primary pretty handily, but Ted Cruz's folks won the state convention, and the delegates that went to the state convention, while they were bound to Trump on the first ballot, were largely Cruz supporters. So there's sort of a two-step process here in Arizona. The first step, which is the actual voting primary, is very much kind of a foregone conclusion, and that's what they're going to skip. But the rest of the process is still in place.
Constantine, one more quick one. It takes me back when we consider Clinton, Bush, Obama, and now Trump, where we have moving away from primaries in this case. It takes me back years ago to when George H.W. Bush went against Pat Buchanan, and Buchanan got almost 40%, I think, of the primary vote. Is that part of where this comes from? You just don't want to take a chance?
Not necessarily. When Barack Obama was running for re-election, he actually lost in, I think it was West Virginia. He lost to a fellow named Keith Judd, who at the time was actually doing 17 and a half years in prison for extortion in Texas. And Obama lost 41% of the vote in West Virginia. Then he lost 42% of the vote in North Carolina to an attorney who had won delegates in Louisiana that the DNC took away. Lost 42% in Arkansas to this fellow who picked up like another 17 delegates, which the DNC kind of took away. And so I think to a certain degree, you'll see certain gamesmanship, but every president, you know, can have a rough spot. H.W. Bush was a different story because he had broke the no new tax pledge. There was some real dissension within the party. The Buchanan challenge was a very real, legitimate challenge. Nobody really considered any of the challengers to George W. or Barack Obama or Donald Trump legit folks who actually have a chance. And I think that's why a lot of state parties will just skip the primaries.
Okay. That is political consultant Constantine Carrard. Constantine, thank you.
You bet.